USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House press briefing, President Trump had a message of encouragement for those hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
As we fight to protect American lives, we're also protecting American livelihoods. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are very close to passing an emergency relief bill for American workers, families, and businesses. This legislation, in addition to the two bills I signed this month, it includes, as you know, sick leave, and we have all sorts of things in for the workers, for families, but we have a tremendous paid sick leave provision for workers at no cost at all to the employers.
And we now have word that the Senate did pass the unparalleled $2.2 trillion economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says we need to help New York as soon as possible.
I want you to know that I'm doing everything in my power to help the city pull through this challenge. I'm working very hard in New York. It's really by far our biggest problem.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says stats show social distancing policies may be working in the slow of the spread of the coronavirus in the state.
They are effective and they're necessary, and the evidence suggests at this point that they have slowed the hospitalizations. And this is everything.
New York has 30,000 confirmed cases throughout the state. 18,000 of those are in New York City. Cuomo also says the state is in need of a lot of ventilators.
30,000 ventilators is an extraordinarily difficult task. And it's something that our team is working on with the White House team.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A man has been arrested after coughing on people and claiming to have the coronavirus. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The New Jersey man's been charged with making terrorist threats after allegedly coughing on a supermarket employee. Authorities say 50-year-old George Falcone of Freehold, New Jersey, became hostile after the worker told him he was standing too close to an open food display at a Wegmans grocery store. They say he started coughing on purpose, coughing on the worker, and then immediately claiming he was infected with the coronavirus. There's no word on whether Falcone is actually infected with the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With many Americans staying home and social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic, some people on Instagram have found a fun way to pass the time. The latest challenge consists of people posting embarrassing photos of themselves and captioning them "Until tomorrow," with no other context. When someone likes the photo, the original poster is supposed to direct message the person, telling them to post their own embarrassing photo and then leave it on their profile for a day or until tomorrow. As expected, this has caused a lot of confusion on Instagram. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.